Even watching the film, I can't really tell one player or the other, but it was definitely on the first or second series in the third quarter.
And what was it like just trying to deal with that the rest of the way?
Well, I didn't want to come out of the game. And I knew it was bothering me, but still feel like I could make some plays out there and wanted the opportunity to do so.
You obviously at the time didn't think it was broken, did it? You just must have thought, I just banged it or...
Well, to be honest, there was a time there where I was thinking, the thoughts running through my mind were, am I feeling sorry for myself or do I really hurt this bad? And I turned to Engel and I said, man, it feels like my foot's broken. I said, but I'm not coming out of the game.
What time was that?
That was in the third quarter. Yeah.
You're saying you didn't talk yesterday because you found out you knew yesterday?
Well, I find out once I, because I told one of our trainers, I said, in the fourth quarter, I said, let's get an x-ray after the game. I said, but just let me finish this game here. And then after the game, I went in and got an x-ray and found out. Yeah, I'd already had that. Yeah. I saw you guys in here, you know. I know you guys got a job to do, but I just wasn't in the right mood, and I apologize for that.
What bone did you break?
I broke a bone in my foot. Fifth metatarsal.
Generally bummed are you about being
bummed? I'm pretty bummed. I had to get an opportunity to play, and you know, I love going through a week of practice and preparation and work with the scout team, and you know, I'm daily trying to work on things to get better, and it's frustrating. Mentally, I think it still hasn't sunk in yet. I won't be able to do the things I used to be able to do, but it's definitely going to make me a better person, I think, and give me a greater love for the game because it's been taken away.
Do you have a timetable as far as when you'll be? Do you have a surgery scheduled? Then what's the recovery time?
It'll be this week, and it's going to be a while on the crutches, but definitely be ready for all of next off season and all the mini camps and everything.
So, like the post draft mini camp, you'd be.
Oh yeah, I mean, I should be moving on it well by beginning of January, I think.
They were taping you on the sideline. Did you think that was going to help?
Well, to be honest, I knew it was my foot, but I figured if they taped it my ankle, it would give me a little bit more support. So I just, like I said, I wanted to stay in the game, and any help I could get from the tape there, I just wanted to use it to my advantage.
You didn't make it worse by playing on it, did you?
I don't think so. I mean, it was hurting pretty bad, but I don't know. I don't know if you can tell or not if it did.
Do you feel star-crossed at all here? Just the chance to say, what is it going to take for me to have a chance to play, show away?
I think it's just I'm just disappointed. You know, I know I'm still number two, and I'm sure Brett will play this week. But you know, it's the day-to-day working with the scout team. Watching the film, preparing one play away each week. I'm going to miss that and definitely won't take it for granted.
Aaron, I think even though you can't contribute on the field with your injury, how do you want to still stay involved and contribute even with your injury, maybe in meetings and practice, helping Engel, helping Brett, supporting the other guys?
I'm still going to soak it up. I'm just going to do everything I can, be at all the meetings, continue to prepare and watch a lot of film. Just not really changing much except for not being able to do anything on the field.
When was your last serious injury?
When was my what?
Last serious injury.
I had ACL surgery in 04.
Does it make any kind of statement as to how bad you want this shot to play? You have kind of broken foot.
Well, to be honest, in retrospect, I think I hope that it shows my teammates how much I care about them and, how I'd put my own personal health in front of – I won't put my own personal health. You know, I'll put the team in front of my personal health. And I just hope it shows them what kind of guy they're getting in the future, a guy who will be able to play through pain and continue to try and lead the team.
Somebody fall on it or kick it or step on it? Or?
To be honest, I couldn't tell you. I watched the film today and – there are a couple plays that could have happened. There was a rollout to the right. It could have happened, or maybe a sack where I got rolled up. But I just know I was jogging off the field after one of those possessions and started feeling it, and then I got taped. and it was pretty sore from then on.
Possibly after that scramble?
I said, to be honest, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I even watched the film, I couldn't tell you.
Did they feel it was a pretty clean break, or do you know what the surgery will involve?
I think it's going to be pretty similar to what Will Blackman had, and probably putting a screw in there. So, I mean, they're expecting the full recovery and get off of these buddies here in about 6 weeks. So,
could you, when you went back and looked at the film, how much do you think the foot
affected? To be honest, I mean, I don't want the foot to be an excuse, because I don't think it was. I mean, there were definitely two or three throws I probably should have made out there, and I think the only thing affected was my mobility in the fourth quarter, and by that time we hadn't run any more sprint outs, so it just affected being able to carry out a fake on the backside of a handoff.
Couple more questions, please.
How do you think Engel's going to handle possibly being number two?
I think he'll do a great job. He's really progressed. He's got a very high level of preparation each week, and I think he's understanding the game and the intricacies of being a quarterback in this league, and I think this week will definitely be really important for him to step up and show some leadership, be it working with the first team or with the scout team, just making the most of his reps and being ready when called on.
Brett was patting you on the back at one point before you went out. What did he say to you before that? I know a lot of things have happened since then, but
I don't know. With all the whirlwind yesterday, I can't really remember what he said.